Welcome back. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Charlie Usen producing Other Side of the Glass. Joining us now on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law, he is Ross Jensen from Statline Scott. Follow him on Twitter at RossJensen12. Ross, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
I'm happy to be here.
All right, man. So first off, before we get into talking about Brewers prospects, who you wouldn't want to move at the trade deadline if you're the Brewers and so forth, tell us about Statline Scout and what that's all about.
Yeah, sure. So I'm actually the CEO of Scout the Statline and Prospects Live, which I got the hat here.
Nice.
So Scout the Statline, we started back in 2019, and up until about 2022, we really started moving this thing forward, started our own website. It's really about data modeling and trying to get to the best truth that we can about players using statistics and data, whatever we can to try to produce the best outcomes. So we project out future statistics for prospects and pros in general. So I really think that our model that we've built out there is probably one of the most actionable, helpful tools that you could possibly find for fantasy players, but also for card collectors. We've got a lot of uses for it. Prospects Live, I stepped in as the CEO there just this year prior to the season starting. So we do all sorts of MLB and MILB coverage. We cover the draft very extensively. It's really exciting stuff. We got a lot going on there. So check us out there or at scoutstatline.com.
Okay, so I guess my first thing is, when you talk about like Pro Football Focus and what they do, they have a bunch of individuals that are watching game film and grading based on their opinion of what they're watching and so forth. And then they put all their numbers in to a bowl and mix it all up and spit out whatever they spit out. How does it work for you? Are you just using hard stats or is there any opinion scouting based into this?
So it depends. On Scout the Statline side, it's all data modeling. So we used advanced metrics, we use statistics, performance statistics, we use whatever we can, and it goes into our data model, spits out projected future results, all data, no biases, no BS, just straight data. Prospects Live is very different. We're basically a scouting agency. We've got a bunch of people there that are scouting out amateurs as they're coming up just before the MLB draft. And then, of course, we also cover the same kind of things that you would find at most other baseball sites, especially with a prospect focus. We've got dynasty coverage. We've got everything.
Talking with Ross Jensen. Follow him on Twitter at RossJensen12. Wanted to get you on to talk about some of the Brewers prospects and your thoughts on them. I want to lead with a guy that I don't see anybody else talking about. You're the only one that I consistently see ranking him in like top 10 of pitching prospects and so forth. And part of the reason is because he hasn't pitched, just starting his rehab now at the Arizona Complex. But that's Robert Gasser, who now is in a situation maybe to get himself back into the conversation by the end of the year, whether it's in a bullpen role or whatever the case may be. What do you like about Robert Gasser so much?
I mean, he's got a great repertoire. He's got, I think, four or five pitches that he can utilize. I think three of those are pretty solid pitches. I think a lot of people have sort of overlooked him just because of the injury, but he should be back at the end of, I believe, August is what I read originally. So that's a good thing. I could see the Brewers fitting him in possibly into the bullpen to try to get that arm ready. But, I just think there's a lot of value there.
When we talk about this Brewers team where we sit right now and what they have, I mean, one of the things that we know they have is they've done really well with international signings, right? So Jackson Churio has been a beast. They already signed him to a long-term deal. We do our 1 hour before every game leadoff show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook, to every Brewers game. And we have a Building the Winners segment on there brought to you by Ironworkers. And we talk about the minor leagues, and we go over each level of the minor leagues from the game before and so forth. And there's lots of talk about one Jesus Madé as being one of those guys that's coming. We've had some people on here that think maybe he might have even a bigger upside than maybe Churio does because of how he's thicker than Churio at this point. Your thoughts on what you see from Madé and how you see him panning out?
Yeah, I mean, scouts pretty unanimously love Madé. Really natural, silky swing, I think, and, you know, real natural power. He's very athletic. He's fast. he's going to do a lot of damage. I think he's really young still, so there's still a lot of growth to happen. But he's got all the tools, all the capabilities. I think he could be a really good pro. He's a top 10 prospect for me, for sure.
Another guy that has been talked about and was a top prospect there for a while for the Brewers farm system is a guy that got pulled last night in the fourth inning. And I still haven't seen a reason what happened. But Jefferson Cuero, the catcher for the Brewers, who I think many of us think is going to be the eventual replacement for William Contreras, because once Contreras hits free agency in a couple of years, I don't see any way that the Brewers are going to be able to sign him long term. What is your thoughts on Jefferson Cuero and just how good he is?
Well, I just released some catcher rankings on X recently, and I had him up there. I think he's going to be really good. You know, he's also one of those guys that he had an injury and he was almost sort of forgotten a little bit, but he's come back and he's been really good. Excellent bat to ball skills. He's a really good defensive catcher as well. So I think there's something there for sure. I think we could see him making an impact this year.
What about Luis Peña, another guy that's with the Carolina Mudcats, another infielder? Him and Made both do the same thing, shortstop, third base. I don't know if either one will end up in the outfield at some point. Peña having a much better season than Made has been to this point, even though Made gets all the press and all the publicity. What do you think about Luis Peña?
I'm probably one of the few people out there that has Peña above Made.
Yes, you are.
In my ranking.
We talked about it when you did it. We talked about it. Tommy Wirtz, who does that leadoff show, was losing his mind that you finally had him above Made, because Tommy has been on that boat for a while.
Yeah, no, I think he's incredible. In fact, I had him slotted for a little while. I thought he was going to be my next number one prospect. He didn't quite get there when I actually released those rankings, but he's real high. I had him as my number three overall. Just incredible bat to ball skills. I mean, I was talking about Caro with that, and I mean, I think Peña is another level. I've comped him to, this isn't a very popular one these days, but Wander Franco a little bit in what I'm seeing with his bat to ball skills. He can hit anything. He's very talented. I think he's got more power than people expected him to have, which is a really good sign for the future. And then he's got excellent instincts on the base paths. He's what I've been informed is that he's not exactly a burner, but his instincts are so good. I mean, he's just racking up stolen bases. And our model like projects him for, I think it's in the high 40s for stolen bases as a pro. So the expectations are, you know, high already, but like, I think he's surpassed him by far. And he's been one of my biggest risers this year.
So him and Made both are going to be what, 20 plus home run guys at least?
I think we're projecting. Yeah. I think right now we're projecting them kind of on the cusp of 20 home runs, both of them. But I think they could easily surpass that. That's one thing that, you know, I would say with our models, it hedges on the conservative side. So I think Made clearly has the skill set to do it. And I think with Peña, just natural growth is going to take him there. I mean, he's going to get bigger. He's going to get stronger over the years. And with the skills he's already got, I mean, we're talking about somebody that could be like a Mookie Betts type of talent, in my opinion.
It's a beautiful thing. Love hearing it. Ross Jensen, Scott the Statline, Prospects Live. Follow him on Twitter at RossJensen12. We talk about the Brewers minor leagues. All right, so now trade deadline time is coming. The Brewers, obviously, fingers crossed, are going to be buyers, which means some of these prospects might be getting traded. A lot of people are kind of focusing on their pitchers, right? So Logan Henderson maybe being a guy. And Carlos Rodriguez, he got tattooed for seven last night, but Carlos Rodriguez at Nashville, maybe in the big leagues already. Aaron Ashby, DL Hall, some of those guys. I don't think Gasser could be traded because he's hurt. I'm not sure if anybody would invest in that. Maybe they would. Your thoughts, Chad Patrick's another one, as far as these guys go, and are any of these guys, would you be like, dude, unless it's some like great player, I'm not trading this guy because I like his future too much?
Yeah, there are. One we didn't touch on, by the way, and you mentioned the Carolina Mudcats, and I just want to throw some credit their way. That team is so stacked. They're ridiculous. Yep. If you live anywhere near that area, please check it out before those guys get promoted. That's just my little pitch for the Mudcats. But Braylon Payne, he's a guy I really like. I think I had him like super aggressively ranked right at the beginning of the season. I really liked what I was seeing. And Sorry, I got my daughter in here.
It's all good, man. I got a daughter too. I know how they are. I got you. No big deal.
Yeah, as I was saying, so Braylon Payne, he was like really exciting to me when he first came in. Then his stock kind of took a hit because he was slumping pretty bad. I think there might have been some injury issues in there causing that. But since then, he's returned and he's been extremely good again. I think we're seeing over this last month or so the Braylon Payne that I thought we were going to get. He's a guy I wouldn't move. So or at least it would take a king's ransom for me to want to trade him. But he's probably my biggest name that I just would say, don't do it.
And that's an outfielder. You didn't even mention any of those pitchers. I like a Logan Henderson for one. Yeah. See, for me, of these guys that are at AAA or in the big leagues right now, Logan Henderson is my favorite guy of all of them. And there was a report earlier today, that they wouldn't move Henderson or Chad Patrick unless it was for some gigantic deal. Otherwise, they don't want to listen on possibly moving either one of those two guys.
I mean, it makes sense for me. I think it's obvious, like, Mizorowski is not going anywhere. Right. Henderson, he's maybe on the cusp. I would think that you would want to hang on to him. I can see what the Brewers are saying there. And, you know, he came up and performed pretty well. So I think if you are going to move him, you're going to expect to get a lot in return.
Right.
I think that's completely reasonable. As far as the other guys, I don't think that they're necessarily untouchable. I don't think, as to your point, I don't think they're going to move Gas, or they're going to see what he's got once he gets back and he's healthy.
Let me ask you this real quick. Let me interrupt you. If I took Gasser, I took Henderson, I took Patrick, and we'll leave Carlos Rodriguez out. We'll say those three guys. If we took those three guys, how would you stack those guys up as far as who you like the best? When healthy, obviously.
Okay. So we got Henderson, Patrick, and who?
Robert Gasser.
Gasser. Okay. So for me, I would go Henderson probably the top. I'd take Gasser second, and then Patrick would come in third for me. So that would be how I would order him. So if I was going to move one of those guys, me personally, it would be Patrick first.
Yep, I agree. Yep, we're on the same page there. Ross Jensen, Scout the Stat Line, Prospects Live. Check them both out on the internet. Follow him on Twitter at RossJensen12. Always has lots of good stuff. Ross, thanks for coming on, man. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Love being here.